This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Inflation's still a thing, yes. The economy is growing more slowly, sure, but growing. Consumers, whatever their notoriously volatile moods, are still spending, and most businesses are doing all right. So we decided today would be a good day to get a little ground truth on how one of those businesses is doing. Austin Golding is the CEO of Golding Barsline down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, it's great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, Kai.
How is business in the barge business, first things?
Well, volumes are good. We're seeing our business is definitely better this year than when I've talked to you in years past. I think we've seen a lot of stabilization in our volumes and demand, and we haven't had things like pandemics to try to recover from or go through. We have had low water, which we dealt with. We had a low water condition in the entire lower Mississippi River Valley, but we've persevered, and this year has been pretty consistent, predictable, and profitable.
That is a function. That strength you're seeing is a function of the strength of the economy, right? The underlying, the fundamentals, as the politicians like to say, are good, and so you're seeing that.
We are. You know, we are seeing the inflation that we've all experienced yep. still linger within the new construction and repair part of our business, though.
Oh, say more about that.
You know, to build our equipment is more expensive than ever. To repair it is more expensive than ever. The ability for me to grow is really inhibited by that cost structures.
Yeah, we've been talking a long time, you and I, Austin, and I have never asked you this, and I probably should have. Where does Golding Barsline fit in the pantheon of you know, Mississippi River barge companies? Are you guys a giant? Are you medium sized? What are you?
Well, the short answer is medium size. Kind of a more drilled down on answer. In the tank barge world, I would guess we're somewhere between number 10 and number 15.
Okay.
With the unique, I would say, disposition that we operate nationwide. You have a lot of regional carriers that may be bigger than us, but our ability to go nationwide is really what separates us.
How do you get nationwide from Mississippi River? Do you go out into the Gulf and go to other waterways, or you just go up and around sort of the Mississippi?
Well, that's kind of I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we're connected not only through the parts of the country that everybody's familiar with, the Ohio River, the Illinois River, but we also go all the way along the Gulf Coast, from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to Panama City, Florida, which includes a lot of locks and dams that help connect us to the system down there that are really aging and are really starting to come on the back end of their useful life.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned locks and dams and by extension, infrastructure, because we've been doing a lot of infrastructure on this program with the CHIPS bill and the infrastructure law and all that. What I hear you saying is maritime infrastructure ain't getting the attention it needs.
No, it's not. I think we're easily overlooked because you do not have locks and dams in your everyday life.
Right.
You'll use the same roads, you'll use the same railways, you'll use the same airports. But locks and dams, and I'll throw dredging in there, are things that are out of sight, out of mind, that have a huge impact on everyday life. It's a lot harder to lobby for it when the average citizen isn't that aware of it.
Do you get good response when you go lobbying? I imagine you spend your time, some of it, on the phone with your relative congresspeople and all that.
Oh yeah, you know, everybody loves an infrastructure idea until they have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And you know, the Democratic side, of course, they have their methods of paying for it, which is a higher tax platform. And the Republicans typically want to toll and fee it to death. And you know, so I find myself in a very purple posture, going around and asking for these infrastructure projects.
Yeah.
You know, it's a situation, and I'll run through some quick dates for you. There's four locks in the New Orleans area that really allow our Gulf Coast product to be moved in and out. These were all built between 1923 and 1961.
Wow.
These are four locks and dams that have all had outages within the last 6 months. These four locks have caused the American consumer to pay a lot of extra money due to underinvestment in their health and wellness.
Well, yeah, the key point there, right? You have to pass those costs along. You just have to.
Well, and there's no choice. I mean, there's right. A lot of these cases, there's no pipeline to be built. There's no rail spur to jump on. And there's for sure no highway to offset this type of tonnage. These are things that our country could invest in that would be major, major benefits to everybody and allow, I think, new projects to come online, not just existing projects to benefit.
Do you still have your master's license or permit or captain's license, whatever it is that you need to run those barges?
I don't. Speaking of economics, I came into the working world here in 2009. I got sent to Houston with a brand new suit my dad bought me to go find some business to survive. And unfortunately, didn't get the onboard experience that I was hoping for.
It's a pity. You ought to get out there, man. Austin Golding, he's run the family business, Golding Barge Lines in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Kai.